Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. Look who's here with me. Yes, my husband, David, is back for this amazing show. We are so glad you're here, guys. And yes, we have an epic journey to share with you that we were on in February and all the way until March 5th. We got back March 5th. So we're going to tell you about that. And about how it has shifted our relationship and our lives and how it's impacted us from here forward. But as always, I like to bring us together as a group that is ready for transformation. And so we're going to do a little bit of grounding into this moment and releasing anything that might be in the way of our full participation in this broadcast right now. So without further ado, we're going to center in to our heart space, and I'm going to actually grab one of my new decks here. It's the Whispers of the Ocean, which is perfect for today's broadcast because, yes, we were on the ocean for our trip. And so I'm going to check in with the collective consciousness of the people that are listening to this broadcast, and we're just going to see what card wants to kind of hold the space for our transformation in the next hour here. All right, so we have be insightful and established. Interesting. What does that mean? Well, being insightful, I understand that, right? Allowing our inner sight, as well as our outer sight with our physical eyes, to transform us and to give us information, but established? Maybe that means being established in our human selves, owning who we are as human beings, having spiritual experiences, and allowing that spiritual essence to center us and ground us into who we are. It says ground and rebalance your energy. That's perfect for me. I love that. I am always about energy. Bring your awareness into the now, rather than allowing it to occupy the past or the future, right? They have a saying about, you know, when you're in the past and you're in the future, you're not in the now, right? It goes a little deeper than that, but we want to be here now in this moment. So if you can close your eyes, that's great. If you need to be attentive to what you're doing, go ahead and do that. But really hone in on your breathing right now. Let yourself go within. And just allow any anxiety, any fear, any mistrust, or any doubt to just be transcended with your breath. Bring it all the way in through your belly. And then out, you might have a little sound with that. Coming into this moment as we come together, knowing it's all perfect. We ask our guides, teachers, and angels now to come in fully into this moment to give us exactly what we need as we look at our journey individually and collectively as a human species. And we ask that all of ourselves as individuals and ourselves as a collective be grounded in the truth of who we are, using this moment as a catalyst for creating our future selves. And so it is. Welcome back to the program. So, yes, we've had an epic journey. And it started 2 days before we were going to leave. We actually left a little bit earlier. So that was on, what, February 20th?
First, I think. But maybe we should back up and show and tell what this whole journey is about. You can see from our shirts there at the bottom of the screen.
Here, I'm going to show you. See this? See what it says? It says...
It's backwards for us, but it says Los Angeles Star Trek The Cruise. And we actually went on a cruise. We actually went on a cruise from LA to Mexico, and it was a Star Trek cruise. And if you've never heard of such a thing exists. It's a few thousand fans, all Star Trek fans, with a few dozen actors and special guests on a cruise ship, going to ports of call and enjoying a week's worth of Star Trek fandom, which it turns out, I've been a fan for a long time, but it turns out fandom means something a little different to each person. And Pam got a real introduction to what that meant to her. And like I said, I've been a Star Trek fan for all my life, as far as I can remember. I saw the motion picture when I was very young and instantly fell in love with the franchise and just have seen almost everything from it. And we've been watching it together as a family for years. And we talked about this. There were several things that we were celebrating by going on this cruise. Last year, we celebrated our 20th anniversary. And so we actually had a vow renewal on board with one of the Star Trek actors and had a great big cake that said live long and prosper on it. That was great. So we were celebrating that. We were also celebrating my birthday because my birthday was actually the day before the cruise embarked. And we were celebrating the monumental achievement of going 18 years and raising a child who is in high school right now and in their senior year. So we were celebrating several things. And it turns out we weren't alone. There are a lot of people that were going to celebrate one thing or another. Tell us a little bit about the experience for you.
Well, I have to back up a little bit to even before we got on the big cruise ship. David did all of the planning for this. And I'll back up to last year when we had our 20-year anniversary in July. Celebrating that date that we actually got married and celebrated. And we talked about, wow, we got to do something really big for our 20-year anniversary. And my husband said, well, I mentioned a cruise. I said, that would be fun. And he said, well, he came back and he said, honey, I found something, but you're going to have to wait until February. to go. And I said, what is it that you found? He said, I found a Star Trek cruise. And immediately I was like, oh, a cruise? Cool. But then I went, what? Star Trek? I don't know. And immediately my doubt came in, right? What do you mean? I love Star Trek. I love different series that we watch and all that, but I am by no means a fan, you know, of the big term variety. So I was kind of doubtful, like, am I going to have any fun? Are they all going to be like crazed and give a, you know, anyway, it a lot of fear came up immediately about it, like in doubt. But guess what, guys? In the midst of my fear and doubt, I said yes. So that right there is my first invitation to you to allow yourselves to say yes in the midst of your fear and doubt. So that's how it started. And then I started feeling it out. And as we watched Star Trek, I started imagining what it might be like and all of this. My mind was kind of blown away when we actually got to the ship. But that's not where the journey actually begins. The journey begins when David made the plans for us to leave on the 20th. Did we leave?
Well, I can.
23rd. I think we were going to leave.
Tell this story quickly. We were going to leave on a Thursday because the crews left on a Friday, but there was a snowstorm coming in. So we changed our plans to Tuesday. And then there was a problem with the flight on Tuesday. We had to fly to a different airport. We ended up being in four airports within 24 hours. And the friend of ours who was in California, who was going to take us to our hotel, was originally going to pick us up on Thursday. And then we switched to Tuesday. So he said, okay, I'll come get you Tuesday. And then the airline who was responsible for getting us to our destination was going to put us in Wednesday. So he had to change his plans three times to come and get us. You're right about this service. There was a level of service. Pam deals with some mobility issues, and we're working through that. But the level of service included a wheelchair assistance through the airports, and I had to chase this the person wheeling Pam to the airport or the airline, the door. People were already boarding by the time we got there. It was a last minute kind of, it felt like The Amazing Race. If you've never seen that, it's an amazing show. There was a lot of being taken care of. And that was one of the big things that you took away from that.
Yeah. So for me, the entire experience of this epic journey was really about profound receiving. From the beginning, well, first of all, like when David said we're going on a cruise, to me saying, okay, take care of it, right? Allowing him to just take care of it. Boy, you guys, from a woman who thinks that she can handle it all, spent years proving my independence and failing miserably because I needed people, allowing my husband to take over has been a huge journey for me in my life. Okay. So allowing him to take over, getting all the plans handled, all the airports and the passports and all this stuff, right? Because we were going to Mexico, so we had to get a passport. And then letting go and allowing myself to be wheeled in a wheelchair because it was faster, rather than using my walker, to the airport, through the airport, to the plane, and then letting go. Like, that was huge. Okay, so that was the beginning. But we also had our friend, Cindy, take us to the airport. So again, more letting go, right? That, for me, was a theme through the whole experience.
Yeah, and I think that I've heard enough about your journey with accepting support that for those of you struggling with that kind of a thing, support is out there and it has grown. I think the world is more complicated today than ever before, but you don't have to go too far to encounter good support for what you need. So don't be afraid to ask for what you need. We're going to take a very short break and come back and talk about what happened when we actually got on the cruise ship and what we both discovered that was very surprising, because we definitely want to share that with you.
So yes.
We'll take a little break and we'll be right back.
Life Engineering processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wisdom Nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit CoachingAcademy.net.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck. I'm Pam's husband, and we're talking about our journey on Star Trek, the cruise. And you might initially think, well, Star Trek, really? Isn't that just for nerds and geeks and, you know, weird sci-fi people? And the truth is yes and no. There's a hidden beauty, if you didn't know, about the world of Star Trek, and it started back with Gene Roddenberry in the 60s when he created it. He wanted to project a better vision of the future, what humanity could reach for. And simply put, he came up with this phrase called infinite diversity in infinite combinations, which is really about embracing diversity. And if the world needs one thing right now, it is love, but it's too broad. What we really need to be more of is accepting of diversity and accepting of differences, because that's where world peace really can come from. And Gene had a vision of that. And so in the Star Trek universe, a lot of the struggles between people have gone away somewhat. Of course, there still always be personal struggles, but societal struggles from one group of people or one class or one, distinction, what's the word I'm looking for? One race of people against another, a lot of that is just eliminated. So it's a beautiful vision of the future. That's a little promo for watching Star Trek. But the beautiful thing about Star Trek, the cruise, is that it carries forward. We didn't know, I had known maybe five or six people that I'd never met before we went on the cruise, thanks to social media. But literally everyone we encountered was also a fan, also knowing of this philosophy, also embracing. We could go up to anyone and say, hey, that's a great costume, what's your favorite episode, or talk about anything, or, you know, how has this inspired you? So love to hear what your experience was. Yeah. Knowing that there was this extra dimension to all of this.
Well, I want to go back to that statement. I had never heard that before I went on the cruise, this idea that Gene Roddenberry had of infinite diversity and infinite combinations. I love that so much. And it was everywhere on the cruise, guys. It was everywhere. And I want to go back to the very first series, the original series of Star Trek, and how groundbreaking it was to have an African American, which was she, a science officer? Was she?
She was a communications officer.
Okay, she was the communications officer. Uhura.
Uhura. But she was an officer on the bridge. Mm-hmm. And even before that, in the pilot episode that they filmed, the screen for the executives, they had a woman who was second in command called Number One. So Jean was very forward thinking about accepting of diversity.
Yeah. So they brought women into power, mm-hmm, for this series. They brought different races. I mean, the whole sci-fi universes, not only in Star Trek, but really in sci-fi in general, is really about embracing different races, different ways of thinking, different looks. You know, all of that whole world of you look different than I do and you communicate different than I do. How in the world can I understand you? And they brought in a communication device to be able to
a universal translator
to bring in, you know, the ability to understand each other so they could communicate. That's huge. Like, look at our world right now.
Yeah, and I want to pause for a moment to make sure to put this out there as well. It's not just the cosplay costume play that people did. There was so much representation across the entire spectrum of not only the sci-fi world, but our own diversity of genders and preferences. And it was, mm-hmm, there wasn't a single moment I think I encountered of any bigotry or, mm-hmm, anything like that on board.
No, and that, being a person that has dealt with mobility issues, I can tell you I was a little bit nervous about that. A little bit is an understatement. I was a lot concerned about it. Mm. Like, was I going to hold David back? Was I going to have fun? Was it going to be awkward? Were we going to miss out on things, right? I can tell you that pretty much every five people that I saw on the cruise, guess what? They had a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. They had a cane. They had a walker. Huh. There were people that had stuff going on with their limbs, so they had a scooter. I can tell you that I was so honored and privileged by this. Like, I'm accepted. Like, I'm not a problem. Like, I can do whatever I need to do to get what I need to get. It was across the board acceptance.
Now,
huge.
And as great as that was, it was also fun. We had so much fun. We sat three rows from the stage where William Shatner, the original Captain Kirk, talked for an hour. He's 92 now. He just had a birthday a day or two ago. But at 91, talking about going to space, talking about swimming with sharks, talking about a new album that he has coming out, a new book. He designed a watch, and he's going on a tour, I think, a speaking tour, and making fan convention appearances. He'll be in Vegas this summer. And he's 91, so there's also a brand new documentary about his life called You Can Call Me Bill that really captures, there's so much more to William Shatner than you may have considered before, but he serves as an inspiration. And if there's one thing that's consistent about Star Trek and these kind of experiences, it's the inspiration. You know, whether it's someone who takes 50 hours to make their costume or decorate their door or make sure that they're part of a welcoming committee, welcoming people in and they get a sticker, all of that kind of thing is available.
Yeah. So yes, it is. So across the board with the fans, there was acceptance. Across the board with the actors, with the stars of Star Trek in every single series that was represented, there was acceptance. And the thing that was so great for me to see was that yes, the Star Trek was a theme, and each of the actors had their own little thing that they did. So at night, most of them were at night. They'd have these programs, these shows, and each of the people, each of the stars would do their own little thing, whether it was acting a scene out or a radio show or a silly game show. Like, we had some game shows on there, like the Gong Show and Match Game, if any of you remember Match Game.
Yeah.
With contestants on there to, hey, I'm going to sing a song for you, I'm going to do a dance for you. I mean, it was really great to see them as human beings.
Yeah
They weren't figments of our imagination. They weren't separate from us.
So I want to tie this back into the theme of this particular show, this podcast, the Empower Me Show, is finding sources of inspiration and empowerment so that you can be the best you that you can be. And so it's important to know that, and you know, I hope and I think, I really feel that these kind of experiences have expanded what other people can do in terms of the level of service and acceptance. But this is a great place to go and find an audience who will just accept you. It's a great example of what we can do together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. So I love that David reiterated what this show is about. Each week we talk about empowerment. Each week we bring people on, whether it's, you know, sometimes you just have me on here. Other times I bring people in because I want you, the listener and the watcher of this program, to know that you're not alone. You are not isolated in your experience as a human being. Mm-hmm. There's at least one person. You may not know this person, but there's at least one person in the world that's gone through exactly what you're going through right now. And I know there are many people that are challenged right now in the world. And there always will be, right? Because that's our human experience. We have challenges, we have choices to make, we have decisions to make, we have, you know, deaths to go through, we have illnesses to deal with. We've got all the stuff of humanity to go through. And as I've always said, the choice is to reach out and receive support because it's everywhere. And this particular time of our lives together for David and I is really about looking back at where we've been and what we've gone through,
mm-hmm.
not only individually, but as a couple. And this is a marking point. Right? This is a marking point of, wow, we've lasted this long as a married couple, and we've lasted this long as humans on this planet, and where do we get to go from here? So how, I'd love to know from you, David, what experiences on the cruise and also with the people that you're connected to as fans, but also kind of the experience in general of how did this change you? What have you gleaned from taking this journey in the last month together?
It's interesting because last year I went to a Star Trek convention in Las Vegas with our teenager, and I would describe that as one of the best weeks of our lives, and they would say the same thing. They did say the same thing back then. And this, again, was one of the best weeks of our lives. I think you would say that as well. And so, for me, the joy of being able to share that, because I knew some of the experience, and it just kind of deepened my appreciation for it. But, you know, I want to talk more about this in a little bit after we take a break. But there's another layer behind this, because many of the Star Trek actors and people associated with this franchise in particular have charities of their own and do good work in the world, whether it's helping cancer, helping underprivileged kids. That's one of the biggest surprises for me, because as a fan of the show, the excitement was seeing these people and connecting to them for even just a moment. We got that opportunity. But what's expanded my whole appreciation for these type of experiences is I want to get to know you, the person. What do you do? What do you stand for? What are you trying to do in the world? And thank you for sharing that with all of us. So we certainly had some of that.
Yes, we did. And so we are going to take another break so that you can collect your thoughts, get a drink of water, use the restroom, maybe get a bite of food, whatever. And we're going to come back and talk about more about our experience. I also want to let you know that, again, this is a live show. Mm-hmm. So we are taking calls if you want to call in and ask us questions about our relationship, about our journey together, about adventure, about whatever it is that's on your mind. And we're going to be right back so that we can really serve you in the best possible way.
I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Are you tired of struggling and feeling overwhelmed or being indecisive about your future? Angel Guidance can assist. Contact Cindy Smith, your Angel Empowerment Practitioner, for an angel card reading and more. How would you like to gain more clarity, energy, and a new perspective for your upcoming future? Find out more and book a session at CindySmithAEP.com. That's CindySmithAEP.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Welcome back. We are talking about the Empower Me Show and Star Trek The Cruise. This is my husband, David Buck.
Hello.
We went together on this cruise, and it was an amazing time. But you know what? It was a drop in the bucket compared to our lives together. Mm-hmm. It was significant, but it was a drop in the bucket as far as our adventure of a lifetime, which is being together as a couple. So I understand we have a caller on the line. Hi, is that Bobby. Right? Hello, Bobby.
Bobby, are you there?
Hey, let me double check something really fast.
Okay. All right.
Maybe. Maybe not.
We'll see.
We'll see if he's on the line.
Yeah.
If he's not on the line, you can call in, anybody who wants to.
Yeah, or call back.
And talk to us. And we'll be here. So, here we go. All right. So okay. Bobby might come back and Bobby might not come back. That's okay. We'll be waiting. If you're here, we love you and we support you no matter what. And those of you who are having a rough time today, I invite you to allow yourself to get support. That's my biggest suggestion always, is don't be alone in your suffering.
There's so many layers to this experience, and one of the layers of fandom is the fans itself. There wouldn't be fandom without fans. So one of the things, I've never really been much of a social media person, but I've done more social media in the last month since I've been back from the cruise than I think I ever have before in my life. And connecting to literally hundreds and thousands in some cases of the Star Trek fans in a number of ways. And it's been great sharing our experiences, sharing the pictures and videos. I took almost 2,000 pictures and videos of our time there. We can't forget to share the experience of something you've wanted to do for decades that we were able to do in one of the ports of call in Mexico. What was that thing we did?
Well, so David mentioned ports of call. So we were in what they call the Mexican Riviera. So Bobby, hold on. I'm going to tell you a story about dolphins. So we got to go to Cabo San Lucas in our first port of call. And David surprised me with a dolphin experience. So we got, and this is something I've wanted to do for a long time. Forever, decades. Long time. Yeah. So we didn't get to actually swim with them, which is the next piece that I want to do. But we did get to experience the dolphins, and we had a trainer that had a group of us come in, and there was probably six of us in a group, and we had our life jackets on, we had our swimsuits on, and we got to actually be in the water in this big pool with our dolphin. Her name was Lise. Yeah. Lise was her name. And she was
4 years old.
So yeah. She was the sweetest little tiny thing. But she was trained. She was trained by this trainer who I don't remember his name, but the experience of being able to jump in to the water and hold this dolphin, had my arms around this dolphin, got to kiss this dolphin. The dolphin got to kiss me, got to feel its face,
yeah,
and its skin. It was so small, soft and smooth. And then it made noise and danced with me. And yeah, oh my God.
We were there for a good hour. And I just want to clarify by you saying little teeny thing, it was really 8 to 10 feet long. So just so you know, it was like I thought a full size dolphin.
Maybe they get bigger. But that was a smaller one compared to all the others. Anyway,
it could have been.
It was amazing, and it was an experience of a lifetime.
Yes.
And that was just one of many experiences in this cruise. So I want to make sure to get Bobby.
Yep.
Bobby, I'm here for you. So is David. Are you there?
We're not sure.
We're not sure again.
That's what happens on live broadcast. Yep. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
So we'll find out. If Bobby comes back, we'll just interrupt us and let us know. Yep. And then we'll take the call. Here we go. Oh, we're still working on that. So that's fine. Right.
So that was the first port of call. The second port of call was Mazatlan. Mm-hmm. And Mazatlan, we got to get driven around by Francisco, who was our
Fernando.
Fernando?
Fernando.
Fernando.
Yeah.
Francisco Fernando, who knows? But anyway, he was a great guy. And he knew a lot about this town, this country town, city.
Wanted to sell us a condo.
He did. Of course he did. He wanted us to come and be with him. And he would, take care of us and all that. Anyway, he drove us around so we could see the sights, see the buildings, and we were going to see this cathedral, this beautiful 18th century cathedral. But lo and behold, we found out Mexico, pretty much all of Mexico, they have siesta.
Yeah.
From 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Or thereabouts, but yeah.
That was the deal. Yeah. So businesses closed down during that time. Things close up. They have their siesta. Nap time. Remember nap time when you were, little one?
Going to preschool. Smart idea, really.
Going to preschool, going to kindergarten, nap time. So it's nap time in Mexico from 2 to 4. We didn't know. But we did get to see the outside. We got to hear about how they're right on the ocean. So they have prawns.
Mm.
Prawns. Mm-hmm. I so wanted to have a prawn. Oh my prawns. God. We will be back to Mazatlan at another time to visit our dear friend and rent a condo for a month. That would be ideal. That would be lovely. And just hang out. Like be in the sun. I didn't really get to be in the sun. The weather trip. It was crazy.
Yeah, California had some crazy weather during our trip, but that's another story too. So I want to, with the time that we have left, and unless we get Bobby back on the line, I want to ask you what your takeaways from this. I mean, there's a lot of great, valuable lessons, the spirit of service, the spirit of acceptance and diversity and support from the fans. I mean, if you get into one of these fan communities and something happens in your life or you need support, you instantly could have dozens to hundreds, maybe even thousands of people just at having your back.
Yeah. So that is something. I didn't get any phone numbers or emails from any of these people. However, David is involved with there are podcasts everywhere, guys. So don't think that this is it, right? This is one podcast that you're hearing right now, but there's literally probably thousands of them.
Maybe millions.
Maybe even millions. We don't even know, but they're everywhere. So if you like the idea of a Star Trek podcast, David's involved with a Star Trek podcast with two of the actors from Star Trek Voyager, right?
Yes.
Okay. Garrett and
Robbie. Robert Duncan.
Yeah.
Garrett Wong.
Yeah. So, and he got connected with these people and they do stuff every month. They connect on Zoom and they have these amazing times together. And I got to meet some of these people that David had been connected to before we even went. And so to me, it feels like if I want a community of people that would support me, like it's my now extended family.
Mm-hmm.
So I can pull them into my world. And none of them really know that I'm this spiritual woo-woo queen of sorts, They don't know, but there's an opening there to allow them to see me and allow them to know me. And I would have no issue at all connecting in with them and saying, hey, if you're interested in another podcast here's the Empower Me show to listen to. And, oh, by the way, this is who I am, like every day of my life. I'm very real on this show. This is what you get. So so for me, that's a big part of what I took away from this, is that my family, my community just expanded in a big way.
Yeah. And I would go back to something you said earlier, especially if you're feeling alone or lonely or that no one understands or that no one else has been through this. These are potentially false statements that a part of your brain is making you believe, and it ain't necessarily so. There's over 8 billion people on the planet now, and you know, hundreds to millions of people are going through very similar things every day. So the experiences are out there, and the ability to connect to people who can help with whatever you're going through at the moment exists in greater numbers than you might have thought.
Mm-hmm. I know something else that I wanted to share about that. Thank you. So especially for people that think, I don't know how to get to know people. Mm. I don't know if that person is my friend. What I can share with you is on the cruise ship, David and I mean, there was activities all day long and night. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was not uncommon for us to get into an elevator and for us to meet at least one or two of the stars. Okay. Right there. And we'd talk about, you know, time of the day, where they were in space and time. How do I get from this place to this place on the ship? You know, like asking them how they were and what they had for breakfast. You know, I mean, it didn't matter what we talked about. That's the beauty.
Yeah,
is that we can be real. See, that's my invitation always to you is let yourself be who you are. Let go of all of the masks that you've been wearing, right? And yes, I know, isn't it interesting that we've been through the whole mask thing for the last few years? That's not a mistake, guys. Okay. Mm. Now we're coming out of that world of having to be masked so that we can see each other. Mm-hmm. Okay. The world is perfectly set up for us to get our lessons. And this is another opportunity for each of us to get our lessons in life as a soul.
I want to make sure we've got just a few minutes left here. What's coming up next week?
Next week, I'm going to have Marvin Camacho again on my show. And he is a life coach that was with me. I don't even remember when. I'd have to look back to see when he was here. But I met him in Awakened Academy, which is the school that I attended online. And he is also a Qigong enthusiast. He's a practitioner as well as a teacher of Qigong. And Qigong is an energy technique that works with movement and the body. And so we get to experience how we can use the energy that exists in everything to assist us in our lives. And you know, that's what I'm all about, is energy, right?
Yeah. And I think you're setting a record this year for how many psychic fairs you're going to. You want to just talk a little bit about what's your experience in going to a psychic fair?
You know, I just love them. I just love them. My very first psychic fair was back in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's a way for me to connect to people who are just seekers. They're seekers. They're wanting to have answers. And when I first started with those, I was a seeker in a big way. So I just really wanted to, you know, I had this deck of cards and I was like, what do I do with these? And, you know, and I just started using them myself. And then I found that other people were curious too. And so they started wanting to have connections with me. It's a way for us to honor who we are as spiritual beings having human experiences. Mm-hmm. That's really what it's about. And yes, I am at a lot of psychic fairs this year, folks. So if you're listening and you want to know where I'm going to be, then connect in with either Transformation Talk Radio and ask. You can write in or call in, or you can reach me at pam@brightbutterflynetwork.com or the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. And I will give you the list of where I'm going to be.
In the Washington State area.
In Washington State. Yep. in Seattle area. That's where I am. And I'm also do individual sessions, and I'm going to be having a group coming together probably in May for the Full Body System Wellness Program.
You've been working on that for a while.
I have. We've been working on it since 2020. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know more about that, let me know about that, because I would love to assist you with what that's all about.
Well, thank you for joining us today. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to connect to Bobby, but you know, you can reach out to Pam. And this is a call-in or text-in show in the future. If you want to reach Pam and have questions, or if you're interested in becoming a guest on the Empower Me Show, you can reach out to the Empower Me Show at gmail.com.
That's right. So how long do we have before we end? I think probably we just have a couple minutes. Yeah. So we have 4 minutes left. Excellent. Okay. All right. So, or 6 minutes.
Six minutes left. Okay.
So so I've talked a lot about receiving. You've talked a lot about fandom. How has this changed our relationship?
Well, I think that I think that one of the necessary things for a relationship is compromise. It's not always easy to come by, but it's a give and take. And I think that we did a lot of that, and because we kind of needed to in some ways. I mean, The Amazing Race is a great example of people who can come together and find that compromise. So it's another show I recommend. But I think it was amazing. It drew us together. It was really a celebration of our relationship. And I'm so glad to have been able to share that experience with you.
Me you too. What do we get to look forward to in the next 20 years?
I have secret plans, some of which have not been formulated yet, but I'm not going to tell you now, because that would ruin the surprise.
I see.
I don't know about it yet. But anyway, there are things.
There are things.
It's a grand adventure, this thing called life. And in fact, the tagline for the first Star Trek movie from 1979 is "The human adventure is just beginning." Mm-hmm. So if you haven't checked out Star Trek, it's hard to say where to start with that. There's a brand new show called Strange New Worlds that is supposedly one of the very best. We've seen just the first episode of that so far. It's always best to start at the beginning.
I would say start at the beginning with the original series, folks. Yeah. That was, I think, in the 60s?
It's just called the original series, and it's, in the 60s. It's with William Shatner, and it's a fun place. It's kind of cheesy, and you don't get a lot of what we're talking about until you get two or three, series into it. The third series in particular is especially spiritual. So anybody who is listening to this might really connect well to that one. It's called Deep Space Nine. That happens to be our favorite. It's not necessary to watch them all in order. You can watch any one of them as a standalone series too.
Well, and we're all about entertainment, right? We love movies. We love shows. And don't get sucked into "this is all I have." Okay. There's so much life to be had in the world. So looks like we've got 3 minutes left now. Time is of the essence, so we're using as much time as we can to talk about this, because it's an amazing adventure. But really, your life is the adventure. Mm-hmm. Helen Keller, I love Helen Keller's statement of life is either a daring adventure or nothing. I have used that to accelerate myself in my life on a regular basis. It's up to me. It's up to me to choose differently every day. Yeah. If what I'm experiencing is not what I want to be experiencing, and I want a different experience, then it's up to me to ask for it. Okay.
And I would echo that with the power of your choice is greater than perhaps you have known. You know, some people think of choice as a decision, but it's more than a decision when you choose powerfully to change your attitude about something, or even you can even change the way that you have looked at something. You can change your own relationship to your own past and get over what you need to get over so you can get on to what you want to get on to.
Yeah, it's really a decision. Your life is a decision. And you were not dropped here accidentally. Mm-hmm. You were not dropped here. You know, God didn't say, okay, plop, we're just going to plop you in. You actually chose as a soul to come into human form. And I stand by that 100%.
Thank you for joining us today on the Empower Me Show and in the parlance of our time.
I can't do it without
this.
I can do it without.
For live long and prosper.
So live long and prosper.
Enjoy this amazing adventure.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Your life is up to you. And if you want support, contact me, please. Many blessings, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.